Investigators are taking a closer look at the airplane crash on Beluga Lake in Homer that killed former State Representative Cheryl Hines this last week. Earlier this week, officials with the National Transportation Safety Board released a preliminary report on the accident. KBBI's Aaron Selbig has the story.
Although the two-page report from the National Transportation Safety Board is only a preliminary report, it's already clear that wind gusts likely played a large part in last week's fatal accident on Beluga Lake. The plane's pilot, Joe Griffith, told NTSB investigators that his approach to Beluga Lake was normal, but the turbulence picked up as he descended. He says that just after touchdown on the lake, a gust of wind lifted the left wing, forcing the right wing to strike the water. The airplane then flipped over sharply, and the cabin began to quickly fill with water. Griffith and three other passengers were able to escape the sinking plane, but Hines was not. The passengers made repeated attempts to free Hines from her seat, according to the report, but the airplane's flaps were blocking the door. Once rescuers arrived on the scene, they were able to free her. Hines died soon after as she was being prepared for transfer to an Anchorage hospital. Clint Johnson is an investigator for the NTSB in Anchorage.
We had the airplane shipped back to Anchorage here, and probably in the next couple of weeks, they'll be convening with an engineer from Cessna, also an investigator from TCM, which is the engine manufacturer, and most likely also a survival factors investigator from our Washington, D.C. office. That will probably be taking place, like I say, within the next few weeks.
The NTSB's final report on the accident should be released in 6 to 9 months. In Homer, I'm Aaron Selbig.